And that's all the time we have for today. Don't be so eager to go, you lazy bastards. Yes, it's the weekend, and I know you're all ready to party like wild animals. But that lab report is still due on Monday. And if I don't get an adequate explanation for how kinase cascades played into the PCR protocol, well, you can just retake this course next semester. That's right. Get out of here. Not you. Yes, you. You can stay. Well, I bet Mr. Perfect never thought he'd be asked to stay after class. Oh, hush. You and I know damn well you have nothing to do after this. Don't make me laugh. When exactly did you finish that lab report? Last week? Last month? The day it was assigned? Well, well, it seems Mr. Perfect's penchant for hard work knows no bounds. Or are you just trying to impress me? Well, in any case, you're gonna have to try harder than that. Oh, I see. Date night with your sweet little girlfriend? How cute. Well, as much as I hate to cockblock you, I'm afraid you're gonna have to cancel that. Afraid so. Now, if you would, please follow me. Have a seat. Oh, I should have mentioned. I'm gonna need your phone. Did I stutter? Yes, your phone. Gimme. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure you weren't recording this or anything. Not that you'd have any reason to, but I like to be sure. Oh, you look confused. Scared, even. I'm sure you're wondering why such a perfect little student is being asked to stay after class. Well, this should give you some clarity. Here, it's only fair. After all, I took your phone. So have a gander at mine. Now, you may be a little confused. That's to be expected. Let me explain. There could be any number of reasons why the university's system shows you failing this course. Yes, I know none of that's accurate. I wouldn't expect Mr. Perfect to fail an exam, let alone three of them. But regardless, that's what the system says. And what it says goes. Now, what was I saying before I was so rudely interrupted? Yes. No matter the cause of this discrepancy in the system, a mouth-breathing pencil pusher not doing his job. A glitch. An error. On my part? Perhaps. Truth is, I can just fix it myself. Easy peasy. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, I bet you would. I think not. I think if you want to pass my course, as you so rightly deserve, you're gonna have to do something for me first. Holy shit. You know, for someone so smart and so perfect, you really are an idiot. No, I don't want extra credit from you. The fuck do you think this is? Let me spell it out for you. This is blackmail. Got it? Is that nice and clear for you? Great. Well, that's some progress, at least. It's a good thing you're not this slow a learner when it comes to classwork. Now you're getting the hang of it. What do I want? Question of the day. If this were on an exam, I'd say it'd be worth, 20 points? That's right. Call it an essay question. Well, seeing as I like short, sweet answers, I'll cut to the chase. I need you to fuck me, and I need you to blow your load inside me. Whoa there, Mr. Perfect. Don't pass out on me. Wouldn't want you to slip off the stool and, you know, crack your skull on the autopsy table. It'd be fucking ironic, but it's not how I'd like to spend the afternoon. Look, I know this is a lot to throw at you, but shut up and listen. My limp dick slouch of a husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for ages. He can't do the job. So it has to be you. That's right. I need you to spread me wide and fuck me pregnant. Is that too much to ask? Ugh. The fuck do you mean? How are you a virgin? You have a girlfriend, genius. You've got to be kidding. Wait. Don't tell me you're some religious nut waiting for marriage. No? Thank fuck. So, what's the problem? I mean, let's be straight here. You're hot. You're a nerd, but you're hot. You have a girlfriend. Is she some kind of monstrosity, or what? Oh my God. So what you're telling me is you're both virgins, and neither one of you has the guts to fuck the other? Is that it? Jesus Christ. Well, Mr. Perfect, I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news is you waited too damn long to fuck your little wallflower girlfriend. The good news is I'm gonna fuck the living cum out of your cock and you're gonna love it. I didn't ask for your opinion. Strip. I said strip, motherfucker. All of it. I'm not fucking you through your boxer shorts, genius. Well, this is a surprise. I had no idea Mr. Perfect had such a perfect cock. And to think you've been hiding this for so long, you... Just throw your fucking clothes over there. I don't care. Now, sit that ass back down. Like that. You're a good listener, right? I thought so. Do as I say, and there won't be any problems. You ready? Stroke. You heard me. Stroke that cock. That's it. Nice and slow at first. don't want you getting too excited. Don't stop. Keep going. Get that cock nice and hard for me. Fuck yeah, baby. That's it. Do you know why I picked you? Bet you've been wondering that. Right, Mr. Perfect? Keep stroking. Well, thing is, I value smarts more than anything. Even more than a man's cock. And believe me, you have a nice one. But I didn't pick you for your cock. No. I picked you because you're the smartest fucking guy in class. Keep stroking, baby. I want my child to have those same smarts. Yep. Pick up the pace a little. Fuck yeah. Like that. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. After all, you did ace my genetics class last semester. That's right, Mr. Perfect. I want those genes of yours. I want... Did I tell you to stop? No? Well then keep stroking. I want to carry your genes, baby. That's right. Stroke faster. Cup those heavy balls for me. That load? That load that's churning inside you right now? I want that shit in me, baby. Oh, fuck, baby, is that pre-cum? Hell yeah. Yeah, get that cock nice and slick for me. Now I want you to get yourself right to the edge, you hear me? But I'm warning you, if you blow that load, if you blow it anywhere but inside me, I will grab my strap-on from my office and fuck you like a pig. Understood? Good. Shit, baby. Your cock's leaking like a faucet. All that pre-cum is running down your balls, dripping on the floor. Fuck, that's hot, baby. Keep stroking it. That's it. A little more. And stop. You heard me. Hands off. Fuck, it's twitching. You made a real mess, you know that? Oh, don't feel too bad. If we're being honest with each other, my panties are soaked. I was making a mess of my own just by watching you. Well, now that we're both in the mood, I'm gonna need you to hop up on that autopsy table. That one. Ugh, don't be such a little bitch. We have these things sterilized every day. Get a fucking grip and hop up there. Get up there. That's right. Yeah, lie there. Like you're one of those class's cadavers. I'm just teasing you. I don't have a thing for fucking corpses. That's right, Mr. Perfect. Is that headrest reasonably comfortable? Yeah? Well, good. I don't know if you noticed, but while you're making yourself comfortable, I went ahead and relieved myself of those soaked panties. Now then, I'm sure you know what happens next. A man as smart as you has to know. Look down. Down here. You see that? My throbbing pussy is ready for you. Oh, baby. You worry too much. You know what I love about this room? This room is completely soundproof. That's right. Seems the adjacent classes got tired of the sounds of power saws cutting through skulls and sternums. Yep, I had management come down and solve the problem. Which opened up all kinds of certain opportunities. Like fucking Mr. Perfect in a chamber of my own desires. No more foreplay. I'm gonna take that slick cock of yours inside me now. Try not to blow your load the instant you bottom out. Say bye-bye to that virginity of yours. Oh, yes. So much better than my loser husband's. How's it? Holy shit, baby. You should see the look on your face. Does my pussy really feel that good? You don't say. Well, Mr. Perfect, I hope you're ready, because it's about to feel a whole lot better. My God, you're hard. Your cock is perfect. Like a bone splitting me open. I so needed this. Doesn't this feel nice? Fuck if your cock is in heaven between my legs. Oh, no, you don't. Just sit back and take it. Get fucked by me. Too bad your sweet little girlfriend isn't here to enjoy this. I bet she's wondering where you are right now. Has no idea that you're giving that virginity you promised her to me instead. Maybe you should just tell her the truth. After all, Mr. Perfect wouldn't lie, would he? Would he? Just tell her the truth, baby. Tell her she's not good enough for you anymore. Tell her you found yourself a real woman. Maybe she'll hate you so much, she'll just drop out. Yeah, quit like the bitch she is. Then maybe I can hire her as a nanny. You know, so she can help raise your child for me. What do you think? Are you crying? Oh, for fuck's sake. You gotta be kidding me. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I got a little carried away. Just calm down. Shh. It's okay. She doesn't have to know. Just relax. Fuck. What am I supposed to do here? Here. Let me just... Sorry. I didn't know what else to do. Are you okay? Okay. All right. That's enough of that. We're not star-crossed lovers. You know, I am still technically raping you here. Look, I know. I'm a lot to handle. I know I'm not, well, I know I'm a bad person. I shouldn't be putting you through this. And you deserve a lot better than me. But I really need this child, okay? So, if it's not too much to ask, can I... Will you let me finish you off? Thanks, baby. Fuck. Good to see you're still nice and hard. It'd be a shame if you went soft on me. Oh, won't be long now. Oh, soon that load will be right where it belongs. Deep inside my womb. Felt your cock twitch when I said that. Does that turn you on? The thought of me bearing your child? Just think, baby. You'll be able to sit in my class and watch my belly grow. Won't that be great? You'll get to see me grow nice and round. Watch my tits fill with milk. Isn't that what you want? And the best part, you won't have to do shit about it. Won't have to take care of me. Won't have to hold my hand in the delivery room. As our child bursts from my swollen pussy. You can just take your tests and play your games. And fuck's sake, fuck your girlfriend. And I'll just, oh God, coming. You're gonna make me come. You're close to, fuck yeah, baby. Fuck yeah, Mr. Perfect. Fuck me up. Fuck my belly up. Turn me in to a pregnant mess. Fuck, you're pulsing. The perfect cock's getting ready to blow. Blow that load, baby. Blast it in me. Do it. Don't think. Just let go. You did it. You blew inside me. God, I waited so long for this. My husband, only so much as trickles inside me. But when you came in me, it felt like I can't even. I can't even find the words for what you just did to me. I didn't even know it was possible, but while it was happening, I felt it splashing against my cervix. I felt your load hitting me square in my cervix. Good work, Mr. Perfect. I'd give that performance a solid B. What? A for effort? But your endurance could use a little work. Then again, you were a virgin. Maybe I should be grading you on a curve. Fine. A it is. Just so happens, that's also the grade you got in my class. You know, after I fix the discrepancies. Oh, shit. That's a lot of cum. Could you, hand me some paper towels, baby? Off the roller. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks. Well, should we get dressed? Okay, I think your clothes are in a pile over there. Well, that's everything. What? No, not really. Yes, I suppose you could out me to the authorities after you pass my class, but I'm not worried. Because I happen to know that you enjoyed that. No hard feelings? Yeah? Good. It would have been awkward to see each other in class every day if you know. I'm glad we can still be friends. Anyway, I'll see you on Monday. Oh, hey, wait. Don't forget your phone. And, Mr. Perfect, a word of advice? When you get home, fuck your girlfriend. Trust me, if she's into you now, she'll be head over heels for you after a night with that cock.